Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is Coronavirus Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. What did you do right after you got your COVID shot? Go home, take it easy. Concerns about side effects. Did you go for a long run or maybe a walk? New research shows exercising right after you're vaccinated could help that dose be more effective. And what if the key to losing weight was something as simple as getting more sleep?
We start with a shot and a chaser of exercise. A new study finds people who worked out for 90 minutes right after their COVID or flu shot produced more antibodies than people who did not. Marion Kohut oversaw the study. She's a member of the Nanovaccine Institute at Iowa State University. So what is it about exercise that makes these vaccines work better?
Right. Well, that is the million-dollar question that we hope to answer in future studies. So this was really preliminary work, but I would say it was very promising in that 90 minutes of exercise across two different flu vaccines and the COVID vaccine enhanced antibody response 4 weeks later. And we also did this in mice and saw the same thing.
So in the study, were people sent out to walk right as soon as they got vaccinated? Or, I mean, can you go later in the day or the next day, or do you not know?
Great question. We were trying to control everything. So we had everybody start exercising within 15 to 30 minutes after getting the shot. Of course, it depends where you were and could you get to a walking location that's safe. So we were within that 30-minute time frame, though, after the vaccine. And participants began 90 minutes of what we call light to moderate intensity exercise. So a brisk walk for most people, if you're really fit, maybe a easy jog.
Okay. So something to get your heart rate up is the idea.
Absolutely.
Okay. And is this, you know, I know you've mentioned we're waiting for more studies, but there is some sort of general immune system exercise, cellular response. When you do exercise, it changes things in your body. Is that kind of where we are with this?
Right. And there's probably not one single factor that contributes. There are a lot of changes with exercise, metabolic changes, blood flow, lymph flow, neuroendocrine changes. All of those can impact immune response. So it's probably several different mechanisms that contribute to this enhancement.
So, and again, I realize because you're doing an experiment and you had that control, so you set 90 minutes, but is there any, logically, would it still work with 60? Because I'm actually trying to negotiate here.
If I run faster, can I do 30?
Yeah. Is an hour enough?
Right. You're not alone. We all want to do the least we can and get the most out of it, right?
Uh-huh. A couple Absolutely. Crunches and call it a day.
So we didn't test 60 in humans. We tested 45, and 45 was not enough. And so maybe 60 will work, maybe 75 minutes. So in future studies, you hope to really define that. Can you get away with less than 90? But for now, we can't say
that. Yeah. When we talk about the antibody booster, the immunity booster, how do we characterize or, you know, apply that? Is that enough to keep you from falling seriously ill or getting a breakthrough? Or is it just, you know what, let's be happy that it's something and we're all kind of playing luck of the draw lottery with this anyways?
Right. Great question. So is that improvement in antibody, is that enough to confer better protection against the infection? So we are following people who were in the study over time. And we hope to have a little bit of insight to that, although you really need to do a study with thousands of participants probably to adequately address that. But we will look at that and we'll be following up and reporting on that, as well as how long does this benefit last? Is it just 4 weeks or can it carry out to 6 months, 9 months? And those are important questions that we'd like to know how long that protection might last.
I mean, is it logical to presume that this effect would work with any vaccine?
Well, we've seen it with flu vaccine, two different flu vaccines, and we've seen it with COVID. And those are two different types of vaccines. One is, you know, a killed attenuated virus, and the other is an mRNA-based vaccine. So they're different vaccine platforms. So can we extend that to other vaccines? Maybe, we'll see. But it's promising that it worked across three different vaccines.
So when you start getting to studying 5 minutes of exercise, will you keep me in mind?
You'd like to volunteer.
Yeah, so we, yeah.
I'll take the stairs instead of the elevator.
Yeah, I'll volunteer.
Call it a day.
Right. Well, some other studies have looked at exercising the muscle in which you were immunized.
Oh.
And that data is kind of mixed, though. Sometimes a benefit, sometimes not. So it's a little bit hard to say.
My friend, speaking of, is convinced that, like, she, you know, did arm circles in that arm and that it would hurt less afterwards. Is that a thing or no?
I would say that's maybe an urban legend, but there's just not really great data. We did actually look at side effects, though, to see, is that amount of exercise going to impact side effects either positively or negatively. In our study, we saw absolutely no difference between the exercise and the control, but there are a couple other studies that have reported slightly fewer side effects with exercise around the time of vaccination.
Okay, but also don't, like, you know, go so crazy that you know, can't do anything else, right? Because there can be too much. Don't overdo it. Because, I mean, marathon runners sometimes get sick after their marathon. So don't go run like 10 miles.
Right.
Because you can
overdo it, right?
Yeah.
Right, right. Well, we looked at that in mice. We didn't ask people to do that. But we had our mice go 3 hours, and that was dropping off. It was kind of back to baseline. It wasn't worse than no exercise, but it wasn't any better. So there's probably a tipping point that too much is not going to help.
So right. you did it with mice, because if you did it with people, they'd go, no way.
Yeah, I'm going to get off this.
I'm not doing this for 3 hours.
Getting off the tread, sorry. Yeah. Going home. Thanks for the shot. Marion Cohut oversaw this study, member of the NanoVaccine Institute, Iowa State University.
We've been searching for decades for the easiest way to lose weight with the least amount of effort. So far, though, doctors keep telling us to eat less and exercise more, both of which take a lot of, you know, effort.
What if you could just lose weight by sleeping more? That'd be nice. Maybe you can. New study finds people who sleep longer tend to eat fewer calories.
With us is study author Dr. Esra Tosali, who directs the Sleep Research Center at the University of Chicago. Now, I'm sure it's more complicated than it sounds, but on the surface, it seems pretty straightforward, right? Is there more to it than just if you're sleeping, you're not eating?
There is. Hello. So basically, we knew from laboratory studies that sleep loss stimulates appetite-regulating hormones, increases cravings for sugar and junk food, and increasing the risk for weight gain. But what we didn't know is whether we can do anything about this in real life. So therefore, we conducted our study, which shows that getting sufficient sleep could lower the number of calories you eat every day. We did not necessarily examine the mechanisms in our study, but most likely explanation for less calories eaten could be that there are changes in these appetite-regulating hormones. For example, ghrelin, a hormone secreted by your stomach, could be better regulated, decreased, so gives you less hunger cues, as well as changes in brain regions that we call reward centers that makes you crave for certain type of foods, potentially junk foods. And that could be better regulated when you're fully rested.
Okay, so it's not so much, you know, get more sleep, a few more hours, and you'll magically lose weight. It's don't be sleep deprived, because when you are, your body is not in the sync it should be, and you're more likely to get these cravings and go and overeat or you know, reach for something that isn't super healthy.
Correct. By sleep depriving yourself, you're altering also metabolic pathways beyond just staying less in bed.
Now, does it matter, and maybe I don't know if the study looked at this, does it matter if you naturally try to get more sleep or if you take some medication to induce sleep? Does that change anything?
Of course. I would say that the natural sleep is the best sleep. However, you can get help from medications to initiate your sleep. It's not the same type of sleep that you would be getting from medications. Potentially, one of the most important part of sleep is the deep sleep state that we call slow wave sleep. That would be with some medications reduced and not to the same level you would get from natural sleep.
How much can we quantify, like a per day, or what did you find in terms of how much people actually lost when they were sleeping like they were supposed to, or how much, you know, in excess of calories were they not taking in suddenly?
270 kilocalories per day. That's what we found that participants, when they were getting sufficient sleep, they would lower their calorie intake by 270 kilocalories per day, which is substantial when you think about weight loss. This would translate roughly 26 pounds over 3 years.
So we're talking in terms of, like, I don't know if there's a way to sort of translate that into typical food. Is that because they're sleeping, they're eating, I don't know, like two less cookies or something like that, or what?
Chocolate bars, cookies, you could say that, a few of them, yeah.
All right. Get rid of the Snickers because you went to bed. Dr. Ezra Tesali directs the Sleep Research Center at the University of Chicago. I mean, it also kind of works, you know, backwards the first way that you said too, I guess, because if anyone had like a calorie counter and then they run out at like 7 p.m., what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to bed. So I'm out of room today.
Well, all right. So now we know, you know, you learn something every day. So now we think that if you exercise for like 90 minutes
exercise
after you get a COVID check, you're better.
This is a health program.
Right.
There you go, folks.
There you go. Exercise and sleep. We end today's Coronavirus Daily with a story about a global vaccine milestone that actually shows how much work is left to be done to end the COVID pandemic. A little over a year after COVID vaccines first became available, more than half the world's entire population is estimated to be fully vaccinated. This is according to researchers at the University of Oxford. They've been keeping track of vaccine rates. And not surprisingly, vaccine distribution remains wildly uneven. Less than 11% of people in low-income countries have received at least one dose.
But nearly 80% of populations in both upper middle-income and high-income nations have got at least one jab. Countries in Africa have just within the last month or so started receiving big volumes of vaccine doses. At least 85% of people living in Africa remain unvaccinated. World Health Organization cites another possibility for low vaccine rates in developing countries: all the misinformation that's come from the West. While we were slow to export vaccine doses, we were quick to export vaccine doubts. This is an Odyssey original. You can find us and others on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country,
Hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.